Nathanael should not be flattered by Jesus' compliment. Anxious, perhaps, but not flattered. After all, this is the good shepherd who leaves the 99 deceit-free sheep to go and search for the one deceitful little lamb. Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit. Maybe a harsh word would have been better. He calls the Canaanite woman a dog, and then he heals her daughter. He gets harsh with his mother. What does this have to do with you and me? And then he turns the water into wine. But the compliment, the word of praise, doesn't always end well. Friend, friend, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Or in the parable of the workers in the vineyard, friend, I have done you no wrong. Take what is yours and go. Go your way. And now this praise of Nathanael, behold an Israelite, indeed, in whom is no deceit. It is an odd greeting to this potential catechumen. Jesus is newly baptized by John the Baptist. John preached Jesus to be the Son of God and the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Andrew and John heard and believed and left the baptizer to inquire after Jesus. Come and see, he invites them. Andrew went and brought his brother Peter. We have found the Messiah. Now Jesus has also called Philip, who went and found Nathanael. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We don't call him doubting Nathanael, but his skepticism runs deep. He answers with sarcastic wit, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see, Philip answered. The invitation of every Christian to one who does not know Jesus. Come and see. But why does Jesus greet this sarcastic skeptic with a compliment? The exchange has Jacob written all over it. An Israelite indeed, that is a true son of Israel, of Jacob, the patriarch, the deceiver. You remember, Jacob used cunning and deceit to take away his elder brother's birthright and blessing. He was full of deceit. Or was he? Is it deceit to recover that which is your own? Are you really in the wrong when you grasp hold of the divine gift which has already been granted? For God had already given his word. For he said to Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Jacob, to be renamed Israel, was the younger, the son of promise, the one from whom the seed of Abraham would come. And Jacob, having received this word from God, thought nothing of using deceit, if he must, to keep that word, to hear it again, to have it reaffirmed before men, to cling to that word as his own word. He was the younger son, the son of promise. His deceit, if it must be called that, was nothing but faith itself. Trust in the promise of God who had already established him as the one from whom the Christ would come. The promise came to him undeserved. It came to him by grace alone. He believed that word and would not let it go. Was it really deceit? So what does Jesus mean by this greeting? Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit. This is not a comment on Nathanael's piety. He is not one of the 99 righteous ones, but rather that one lost sheep. Jesus comes searching for him. Jesus meets skepticism with wit. He calls the patriarch Jacob to mind in order to answer Nathanael's question. There is one good thing that has come out of Nazareth. How do you know me? Nathanael asks in answer to Jesus' greeting. But here is the God who has searched me and known me, who knows when I sit down and when I rise up, who discerns my thoughts from afar. This man is the God who searched out Nathanael's path and his lying down and is acquainted with all his ways. Even before a word is on your tongue, Nathanael, this man who was spoken of by Moses knows it altogether. He knows you, Nathanael. Before Philip called you when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. I knew you before you knew me. And thus, out of Nathanael the skeptic, Jesus creates a true Israelite, a son of faith. For in these words, Nathanael's eyes are opened and he recognizes his God, this man who has come to wrestle with men. The testimony of Philip is true. The preaching of John the Baptist has brought him to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Like Thomas after the resurrection, Nathanael makes a confession of Jesus. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. His confession is blasphemy in the ears of old Israelites and sedition in the ears of Romans. Indeed, his words confess Jesus, still wet in his baptism, to be the Lamb of God, the sacrifice for our sins. He on whom the Spirit descended and remained upon him would be crucified because he is the Son of God. He who created all things and rules over all things for the sake of his church would be condemned in a Roman court because he is the King of Israel. Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You hear the echoes of doubting Thomas yet to come. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and still believe. Blessed are those like Jacob the patriarch who heard the word of the preacher and believed. Jesus adds a promise. You will see greater things than these. There follows one of the great sayings of Jesus spoken not only to Nathanael, but to all who become true Israelites and sons of Jacob the deceiver, to all who cling to the word of life. It is the vision of Jacob the patriarch, no longer vision, but flesh. Truly, truly, I say to you people, you will see the heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Jacob the deceiver, Jacob the wrestler, as he fled from his brother Esau, saw the Son of Man, the Son of God, as a ladder stretching from heaven to earth, upon whom the angels of God were ascending and descending. But you, Jesus says, will see heaven opened. Our Lord is now speaking to you. For his incarnation, the Son of God has rent the heavens and come down. In holy baptism, God the Father has torn open heaven to speak gracious words and to bestow his Holy Spirit. And when he had overcome the sharpness of death, the Son of God opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers, instituting his Holy Supper and absolution, and the preaching of the gospel, and holy baptism, until the end of the ages. You will see heaven open as you do this day. And then the end will come. And he upon whom the angels descend to minister to those who are appointed for salvation, he upon whom the angels ascend in eternal prayer and praise, joining with saints of earth and heaven, he will come in like manner as on the day of his ascension, and you will see him. Nathanael, son of Jacob, this is the good thing that has come to you out of Nazareth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.